Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast, My Corner. This is your girl Malika. I want to say thank you for everyone who is listening, who has listened. I've gotten some great support and great feedback from my episodes so far. I'm still shocked as to how many people are coming up to me and saying, hey, I listened to your podcast. It made me laugh. You know, keep going, keep doing it. And some of the people, I'm really shocked. So thank you all for listening and supporting me. I do appreciate it. If you aren't already, go follow me on Instagram at V with two E's, Malika M. Jumping into my first topic, which is I was scrolling on Instagram, as I often do. I came across this post from Pastor Mike. I think his last name is McCullough. You know, the Pastor Mike who has the song Big. For those of you who listen to pastors and gospel. And he had a quote that said, I'm not high maintenance, you're low effort. And immediately I was like, whoa, I love this quote. It really stuck out to me. Like, yeah, you know, we're in a, you know, time and era where everybody's like, oh, you're high maintenance. You know, if a female has high expectations of a guy, she's considered high maintenance, you know. If you know, you expect too much out of a business, out of a small business, if you expect too much out of your coworkers, you're high maintenance, you know. And honestly, what it sounds like to me is if you come with realistic expectations of how someone should be, you're high maintenance, right? But in actuality, it's like, this is actually how you're supposed to do it. This is actually what you're supposed to do. Nobody has just ever held you accountable to how you really should be operating or presenting yourself in a relationship, in business, in work, in school. And so you think it's high maintenance. Actually, you think, right, I'm high maintenance, but actually you're just low effort. You're just not used to stepping up to the plate, if you will. So I'm not high maintenance, you're low effort. And I love this quote so much. So the next time somebody says I'm high maintenance, no, right, politely and respectfully check them and be like, you're just low effort. Maybe you don't want to put in all the time and effort that requires me. And that's a good thing to know, you know, straight from the jump, whether it be in a relationship, in a friendship, in a business venture. You know, you got to see where people are, what they're willing to put in into anything, what they're willing to give, what they're willing to put in, what they're willing to do. But in order for you to say I'm not high maintenance, you're just low effort, in order for you to really say that and stand by that, you have to know who you are, what your values are, you know, what you'll go for, what you won't, what you do want or what you don't. I feel for you to effectively say this and for it to effectively be true, you have to know who you are. You have to have some real clarity about you and yourself before you can say, I'm not really high maintenance, you're just low effort. Moving on, we're going to switch complete gears and we're going to talk about chicken sandwiches and tacos. So I was scrolling on Facebook, as I do often, and I came across this article about, or more so announcement, about Taco Bell is coming out with a chicken sandwich taco. Now, when I saw this, when I saw the picture, to me, it personally did not look appealing. And when I read the headline of the article, it didn't sound appealing to me either. But that is because I'm not a fan of Taco Bell. you know, fake meat, whatever. If you guys watch this Harrell show on YouTube, and if you've seen the episode where one of his guests says, "Don't eat the beef at Taco Bell." So Taco Bell is coming out with a new chicken sandwich taco to be released in March sometime. And it's actual crispy chicken on the inside with a soft shell on the outside. The shell kind of looks like bread. And the bread is shaped like a taco shell, and the chicken is in the middle. And it has pickles, I believe, and some kind of sauce or whatever. Personally, you know, I'm not a Taco Bell fan. I don't think I'll be trying it, but I know some of my friends will. And so, as soon as this chicken sandwich comes out of Taco Bell and one of my friends tries it and reviews it, I will come back on here and tell you guys what they think. Next, my next topic or subject is Tiger Woods. If you're anywhere on social media, I'm pretty sure it made the news too. So if you watch the news or if you're on social media, you've heard about Tiger Woods getting into a serious car accident on Tuesday in Southern California, and he sustained major damage to his car and himself. He was conscious and stable when he was removed from the car with the jaws of life and other tools. The cause of the crash is still under investigation, but no signs of impairment were found, and Woods did have serious injuries to both of his legs when he was taken to the hospital, and of course our prayers are going up for him. And lastly, we have some phrase definitions. Now, I'm going to say some phrases to you all. And they're very common. They're very actually old. And we've all said them probably. I know we've all heard them. But have you ever really thought what they meant? Have you ever really knew the definition of these phrases? You know, not what everybody said the definition was. Not what you thought the definition was, but what they really meant. I was on TikTok. My sources are very reliable: Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. but I did some research. So I was scrolling on TikTok, as I often do. And I came across, by the way, TikTok is very educational, like for real. That's like life hack 101 right there, TikTok. Anyway, I was scrolling on TikTok and I came across this video defining all of these phrases that we use. And so I'm just going to run through a couple. I have four of them that I thought really stuck out. And so the first one is break a leg. And someone says break a leg because they hope you end up in a cast. Like when you're going out for an audition of any sort. You know, somebody might tell you break a leg because they hope you end up in the cast of the show. The next one is the TV show pilot, right? So the first episode of every TV show is entitled pilot. And that's because it's the first time it's on air. Pilot, air. Smart people following me? I hope so. You know, like it's broadcasting on air. Moving on, Pinterest is called Pinterest, right? The red app with the P in the middle, right? You go there and look up wonderful ideas. Pinterest is called Pinterest because you pin your interest. Get it? Pinterest, you pin your interest. Last but not least, hold your horses. People say that because they want you to be stable. Horses are in a stable. Hold your horses. When somebody tells you that, they're telling you that because they want you to like be still, be stable, right? Get it? Anyway, that wraps up my segments for today. I hope you learned something or you were entertained. Again, thank you for listening. We'll catch you back here on my corner.